Report here on Police Chief Joe Platzer with us this morning. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Last week at the Port Huron City Council meeting, it was announced that the Port Huron Police Department is conducting a gun buyback program. Tell us how this all came about.
Yes, sir. So I've been doing some research. I've been seeing a lot of articles through the International Association of Chief of Police about other agencies that do these gun buybacks. What it is, if anybody has an unwanted gun that they don't want anymore, they can bring it down to the Port Huron Police Department. We'll take it. They can get money for it, and then we're going to destroy it through the Michigan State Police. So we're not going after anybody's guns. We're not going to anybody's houses. This is basically if you have an unwanted firearm that you don't know what to do with, if you have a firearm that might not have a serial number on it, and you don't know how to get rid of it, we will take it and properly dispose of it.
So not terribly unlike the prescription pill drop-off, except that doesn't pay any money, but it's just a way to dispose of something that you don't want anymore and don't know how to get rid of.
Correct. So, I mean, it's a program that we're going to start this year and see how we run with it. We're very fortunate that we're able to work with the James C. Etchison Foundation. I reached out to Donna Neister, who's here today.
Morning, Donna.
Good morning.
For the funding source, and they were actually able to support it. They were very supportive of the program. And I'm looking at is if somebody doesn't want to be a victim of a crime, if they have a gun in the house that they don't know what to do with, we will take it off their hands and we'll give them money for it. So we're paying $300 for a high-power rifle, $200 for a handgun, $100 for a rifle, and $150 for a rifle, and $100 for a shotgun. And then we'll take the firearms. And then we're going to take them over to Michigan State Police and destroy them.
Donna, when the chief came to you with this idea and said, "Would the Atchison Foundation be willing to help out?" What was your thought? What was your response?
I had read about the programs in other larger cities and thought it was terrific, and just happened to be seeing Jim the next day, and he was a quick yes. So he was very happy to be able to help Chief Platzer and the police department, as well as help citizens. I mean, the one example that the chief gave that I thought was excellent, since I happen to live in Florida where there's a lot of seniors, is say a spouse dies and the widow is left with a gun. What does she do with it? So that hit home, and it was a perfect example of now this is a safe way to get the gun out of the house and get a little remuneration for it as well.
Absolutely. So that's a nice way to get rid of it and like you said, make a little cash at the same time. What about unregistered weapons? Are you looking to trace where these guns are from?
Yes, we're going to do some background on the weapons, because if we receive a firearm that's been stolen in a home invasion or a B&E, we want to get that firearm back to the proper owner. So we will be doing some research. But with this, what we're asking for the citizens, if they come down on April 6th, which is Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the South MLC lot, make sure that they're a city resident. Bring some type of proof of residency, a driver's license, tax bill, something. Make sure that the firearm's unloaded. That's huge. If you're showing up in a vehicle, make sure it's in the trunk. Unload it. And then if you're showing up on foot, make sure, again, it's unloaded in a paper bag or a box or something.
Okay. You'll pay out right on the scene?
No questions asked. We'll take the firearm. And, again, once we've all completed the paperwork, we'll get it over to the Michigan State Police. We'll destroy it. And it's one less firearm on the street that a citizen has to worry about being a victim of, and it's one less firearm on the street that my officers have to worry about when the answer calls for service.
Strictly a voluntary program.
Right? Voluntary. I mean, if you don't want to do it, we're not going after anybody. This is just a way to get rid of unwanted firearms.
All right, very good. What else going on in the department?
Just a reminder to all the businesses, recently we've been getting a lot of counterfeit $100 bills.
No kidding.
And 20s. And so our crime analysis division of our department completed this flyer, and we've been handing it out to all the businesses. And the biggest thing is that they're putting Chinese writing on the front and back of these bills. And they're trying to get, you know, go in, do it really quickly, and then get out. So what we're asking business owners is pay particular attention for these bills. If you get one, try to get a description of the person that passed it, get a vehicle description, and then contact the police department as soon as you can, and we'll respond over and confiscate the bills. And hopefully, if the person's still on scene, we'll be talking with them.
That's a serious crime, isn't it?
It is. It's counterfeit money. It's a felony. So we take this very seriously. And again, it's hitting our businesses here in the city a lot. And actually, it's spread out to the townships also.
All right. Good stuff. Chief, we appreciate you coming in and telling us about it. And Donna, good to see you. Thanks for coming
good to
in
see
as well.
You too, Paul.
All right.
Thanks, Paul. Really quick, just want to thank again Donna Neister and the James C. Atchison Foundation for their support. We have a great working relationship, a great partnership, and we couldn't do our jobs without them. So, again, I want to thank them.
All right.
Glad to participate.
All right.